This is Grave Confessions from the Grave Talks. Daily, raw, real, and disturbing accounts of the living interacting with the dead. To share your grave confession, experience with the paranormal, supernatural, or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813. Now, today's grave confession.
Hi, everybody. My name is Dana, and I'm from Northeast Ohio. I have a couple stories for you. This first one is, it's just a dream, a series of dreams that I've had that have had the same person in them each time. And this person is a guy, and he's always really handsome and attractive and very confident, right? And so in these dreams, the dreams start out really sweet. And I've been having these dreams for years. I'd say probably about 5 years now. And this person never changes. He always has light skin, brown hair, brown eyes, really, really attractive dude. And every time he pops up, it is during a point in time where it's transition usually, or there's some sort of intense emotion. And so I always attributed it to just stressors in my life. And the face, people always say, oh, well, it's somebody you've seen in real life just manifesting in your subconscious. Well, so the one day in my dream, it was such a terrible dream. It was a dream that involved pets being harmed, and he was standing right there, right next to me while my dog was being hurt. And I got so angry in my dream. I told him off. I was like, who even are you? What is your name? And like, his name was just this basic guy name. His name is Chris. And so I was like, well, screw you, Chris. And now keep in mind, I've had this dream, this man in my dream for years, never gone away. And I had this interaction with this person in my dream quite a while ago. I'd say about a year ago now. And after I told Chris off, he went away. But after I told Chris off, things in my apartment started moving, like actively moving, as if this was a person in my apartment that was bothering me. And I haven't lived in this apartment for that long, but I was sitting at my dining room table, and I do like office work and stuff there for bills and, you know, this, that, and the other. And while I was sitting there, I have a setup for family. So it's kind of like I have pictures of loved ones who have passed and some of their trinkets and things like that. And I watched, my aunt had this like clock locket. And I had that next to her picture, and she was my favorite aunt, and so I treasured it. And I watched that go from where it was next to her picture across the table to basically in front of my left hand. And so I freaked out a little bit, obviously, but after that happened and I had like a freak out moment, it stopped. And now, to something that's a little sweeter, I, for Mother's Day, thought of my recently passed grandmother, my favorite aunt, and a grandmother that had passed quite a while ago. And for birthdays and like Mother's Day and Father's Day, I'll create what my family calls a dummy dinner, and I'll set up a plate to eat, and then I'll have a plate set up for them, for like, so I can feel like I'm having dinner with them again. It's something that my family does for like kind of like a closure thing to be close. But anyways, I did that again this year, and I made my grandmother's favorite drink was a Bloody Mary, I made my aunt's favorite dessert, which was a fruit pie. I made apple pie, but she liked any fruit pie. Anyway, sorry. And then I made a ham dinner because my dad's mom loved ham in all forms. And so I set up the plate, the dummy plate, and then I set up my plate. And I had their pictures on the table, like I mentioned in my last story. And I was just sitting there and talking to them. And recently I'd been really stressed out with this work and with all this drama happening at work. And there's violence to one woman that I work with. And I had been in a violent relationship prior. I started crying. And after I started crying, I started feeling like pinpricks on my ends. Like, I looked up and my hair was standing on end and I had goosebumps. And I was still talking because I felt something similar to this before while doing this. And, but the thing that was different this round was I felt somebody touch my hand. And I just started crying harder because I was like, oh man, I am so sad that one of my past loved ones is sitting here reassuring me with a hand touch. Because it didn't feel like the goober in my dream, Chris. It felt like a caring, reassuring touch. And it was just amazing. And the first time that that has ever happened. And I'm so close with my family and I love them so much. It was just a gift. But that was all I had for today. I adore all of you and I adore the podcast. I'm an EPP and I listen to you guys all the time. Number one fan. I will see you guys later and have a good day. Bye.
This has been a Grave Confession
from the Grave Talks. To share your grave confession experience with the paranormal or the undead, call toll-free 888-GHOST-13. That's 888-446-7813.